capacity crowd here tonight. And they'll have good crowds for tomorrow afternoon and Sunday afternoon, with Baltimore battling for the pennant. They're just one game behind the Yankees, but they have lost three more games than the Yankees have lost. They've won one more game than the Yankees have won. Standing alongside of Gus Triantos, watching Milt Pappas loosen up. Pappas has 1-12 and lost 8 this year. Against the Yankees, he has no wins and 2 defeats. His lifetime record against New York, 3 wins, 4 defeats. And his lifetime mark in the big leagues, 37 wins and 27 defeats. Pappas is 6'3", 200 pounds. On May the 11th, 1939. Man, he's just a youngster. Just 21 years old. This is his fourth year in organized ball. And he has come a long, long way. Tony Kubek steps into the batter's box. Frank Grissetti is coaching down at third. Ralph Houk is down at first. Underway. There'll be lots of excitement here tonight. Plate umpire Charlie Berry dusting off home plate. On deck is Cletus Boyer. Kubek batting .287, 22 doubles, 3 triples, 10 homers, and 55 runs batted in. Here's the windup, and the first pitch of the ball game is in there for a called strike. He fired a fastball right through the middle. Beautiful night for a ball game here in Baltimore, Maryland. The pitch is fouled back in the upper deck, strike two. Nothing in two on Kubek. Some of you may not have heard, the Orioles purchased Dave Philly from the Giants today, and he is here in time for the ball game. He has been an outstanding pinch hitter in his last few years in the big league. Here's a two-strike pitch. Ground foul outside of first. Whitey Ford continues to loosen up down in the Yankee bullpen. Whitey not completely satisfied with the time he had allotted to him to warm up. Is pitching to Elston Howard down the bullpen, down the right field line. Baltimore bullpen situated on the left field line. Pappas again into the windup. Kick delivers a fastball fouled back in the upper deck. Four straight strikes that Pappas has thrown without throwing a ball. Kubek has fouled off two of them. Up by the right hander. A base hit to center field on a high curve ball, so Pappas refused to waste one, and Kubek swinging away lines a single to center. There's the first hit of the ball game, and it brings up Cletus Boyer, the Yankee third baseman. Boyer batting .249, 17 doubles, 1 triple, 12 homers, and 39 runs batted in. We have two of the finest third basemen in baseball playing against each other tonight. Brooks Robinson for Baltimore and Cletus Boyer for the Yankees. Joe Bo holding first against Kubek. The pitch to Boyer is bunted out and missed, strike one. That's Joe Bo and Robinson charging in from first and third. On deck is Roger Maris. Boyer looks down at Frank Grissetti. Beck leads off first. The stretch. The pitch is bunted up and missed again. Strike two. And Boyer shaking his head with his hands on his hip. Bill Pappas is fast out there tonight. He fired the first two strikes by Kubek, but couldn't get the third one by him. He threw the first two right by Cletus Boyer. He has yet to throw a ball to do better. Nothing in two on Boyer. The stretch by Pappas. The pitch. Just outside ball one. Gus Chiando's doing the catching tonight for Baltimore. We'll hear lots of yelling tonight. Pappas sets again. His pitch is strike three swinging. Triandos dropped that ball. He foul tipped it. And Larry Knapp running in from first base saw the ball hit the ground. Triandos picked it up so quickly we didn't even see it hit the ground from up here. Wait a minute now. Wait a minute. Hold the phone. Larry Knapp is coming in. Talking to Charlie Berry. He's out. He is struck out. Triandos did not drop the ball. And let's see if Casey Stengel will come out. Paul Richards has of the Orioles dugout. Boyer foul tipped the ball and it hit Orsiano's glove and he lunged for it. We couldn't see whether it hit the ground or not. First, Larry Knapp signaled safe, and then after Walter Drobo talked to him, Knapp came in to Charlie Berry and said that the ball did not hit the ground, so it's a strikeout swinging. And there's an unusual play right here on the top of the first inning. It's a strikeout for Pappas. One out. Here's Roger Maris. Maris, batting 293, has 16 doubles, 5 triples, 35 homers, and 96 runs batted in. Roger leads the American League in homers and RBI. No score, top of the first inning. Kubek at first. Here's the stretch by Pappas. A pitch to Maris. A ground ball to second base. Greetings to Hanson for one. Back to first. Double play. Throw to Drobo, doubled Maris. So in the top of the first inning for the Yankees, no runs on one hit, no Baltimore errors, nobody left, and the score at the end of one half inning of play, the Yankees nothing and the Orioles coming to bat.
Ever hear of the gasoline that doubles as a mechanic? In a way, Atlantic Imperial gasoline does just that. Here's how. When you drive, exhaust fumes and other air contaminants escape your air cleaner and collect in the carburetor in the form of deposits. Now, even a small amount of deposits can cause an improper mixture of air and gasoline. When this happens, stalling, rough idling, and actual gasoline waste result. Now, one way to handle a dirty carburetor is to get under the hood and clean it manually. But why go to all that trouble and expense when Atlantic Imperial does the job for you without even raising the hood? Atlantic Imperial actually cleans your carburetor as you drive and keeps it clean. With a clean carburetor, you get proper mixture of gasoline and air. You'll enjoy smooth engine performance, greater gasoline economy. Give it a try. Use Atlantic Imperial gasoline to keep your car on the go.
Baltimore 5-0, 2-0, 5-2, and 1-0, so he shut him out 3 times. Jackie Brandt leading off steps into the batter's box, batting 255. Jackie has 21 doubles, 6 triples, 13 homers, and 55 runs batted in. Pitch to Brandt. It's a big hit to left field. A solid line drive on the first pitch. Barra's up with it, and Brandt takes a big round of first and goes back. So, on the very first pitch, the Orioles get their first base hit. Here's Gene Woodling, who has hit this safely in 17 for 63, batting a .413 average. His average on the year is .289. Here's the stretch to pitch to Woodling. Low outside, ball one. G Gene has 18 doubles, 3 triples, 10 homers, 53 runs batted in. The excitement here tonight is tremendous. Battle for first place going on right now. Grant with a short lead off first, a stretch by Whitey. The pitch is low ball 2-0. Against Jackie Brandt. Here's the stretch. The pitch is a curve hit high in the air to right field. Maris is going back. He's got room, though. Under it, Brandt is sagging. Maris makes the catch. Brandt's going to try for second. The throw is not in time, and Brandt is in there. Second base on Woodling's long fly to deep right field. And that brings up Brooks Robinson, the third baseman. No score here in the bottom of the first. Robinson batting 301, 22 doubles, 8 triples, 11 homers, and 70 runs batted in. Robinson bats him right-handed, choking up on the bat a little bit. Here's the stretch by Whitey. Pitch to Robinson is swung at and missed, strike one. On deck, Walter Drobo. Grant at first went halfway on a high fly ball, then he saw Maris backing up and he hustled back to first, tagged up and slid in easily ahead of Maris's long throw in from right field. Strike on Robinson, the stretch by four. There goes Richardson over to second, but Whitey steps off the rubber. A lot of the fans yelling balk. They didn't see Whitey step back off the pitching rubber. Again, Whitey sets. Pitch inside, ball one, 1-1, almost hit Robinson. Lum Harris is coaching down at third, and Jimmy Adair is down at first base for Baltimore. Night for a ball game. 1-1 on Robinson. Stretch by four. Curve is line to right field. And it's in there for extra bases. Greening is scoring, and Robinson's going to try for three. No, he holds it second base with a long double. Deep in the right field corner. It picked off the wall. Maris played it perfectly, and Robinson, who had ideas of going to third, rounded second and held up. For Robinson, his 23rd double of the year, his 71st run batted in, and Baltimore leads 1-0. Here's Walter Drobo batting 268. 8 doubles, 3 homers, 20 runs batted in. One out. We're in the bottom of the first. Whitey set. Fastball is low, ball one. Is just about the most improved hitter that we've seen in baseball this year. Outfield deep and around towards left on Drobo. The pitch, slow curve, is swung and it missed, strike one, 1-1. Way down on the end. Here's the stretch by four. Curve line. Boy, he's got to throw it to second. Double play. Drobo hit a shot right at Cletus Boyer, and before Robinson could get back to second, Boyer rifled to Richardson for the double play. So for Baltimore in the bottom of the first, one run. On two base hits, no Yankee errors, and nobody left in the score at the end of one full inning. Baltimore. Baltimore 1 and the Yankees nothing. Both teams have come up with clutch double plays in the first inning. So Baltimore scored one run on an exciting first inning as Brad Singles went to second on a long fly by Woodling, hit the deep right field after he tagged up and then scored on a double by Brooks Robinson. Jopo then hit into a double play to end the inning. Man, the first inning that exciting. Imagine what the rest of this game and series is going to be like. And after this crucial series, the Yankees fly right back to New York to face the Boston Red Sox in a 1:30 p.m. Labor Day doubleheader at Yankee Stadium. That's Monday afternoon. And Ted Williams, who very well, maybe well, in his final month of baseball during his spectacular career, is back in the lineup along with the RBI leader Vic Wirth and slugger Frank Malzahn. Scoreboard in the American League, Washington and Boston playing a twi-night doubleheader. The Senators are leading 4-2 at the end of eight innings. Lee against Nichols. Jim Lemon and Dan Dobek have homers for Washington. Ted Williams in the eighth, a 516th of his career, and you know he's going to be at Yankee Stadium on Labor Day. Mickey Mantle will be leading off for the Yankees here in the top of the second, with Baltimore leading 1-0. Batting 278, 15 doubles, 6 triples, 31 homers, and 78 runs batted in. He takes a fastball over, strike one call. On deck is Bill Scarron. If Pappas keep up this pace all night, it'll be remarkable. He's firing that ball. There's a curve, one of the second base. Reading to Jopo, he's out. They got him. By Bob Breeding. I never thought they'd get Mantle. As Mickey dragged what looked like a perfect punt past the pitcher's box, but Breeding came charging in and threw off balance to Jopo. Just in time to nip Mantle one away. Here's Bill Scarron. The Moose batting 309. 29 doubles, 3 triples, 25 homers, and 86 runs batted in. The pitch to the Moose is swung and a missed, strike one. On deck, Yogi Berra. Outfield deep straight away on the Moose. Fastball is just outside, ball one, 1-1. Gene Woodling in left field is giving Scarron a lot of the left field line. He's shading him over towards left center. In right field, Jackie Brandt is straight away but deep, and Busby straight away in center field and deep. Here's the 1-1 pitch to Scarron, outside ball two, 2-1. Pappas takes a deep breath out on the mound, the windup. His pitch is popped in the air, foul. And Robinson chasing it. It's near the wall and goes into the seat. Both Hanson and Robinson were there. Had that ball stayed in the playing field, both of them could have caught it, but it went back about two rows in the box seat. There's lots of room to roam for foul balls from in back of home plate all the way down the left field line and down the right field line. It's 309 in left field and right field. 410 in straightaway center. 2-2 on Scarron. The pitch is strike three, swinging. Pappas chalked up his second strikeout of the ballgame, and here's Yogi Berra. Yogi batting an even 300. 11 doubles, 1 triple, 14 homers, and 51 runs batted in. Fans down here in Baltimore. The Birds have drawn over a million fans so far this year. Two out, nobody on. 1-0 Baltimore leads. The pitch to Yogi is high outside, ball one. quarterback, Johnny Blanchard. The 1-0 pitch is swung and a miss. Strike one, 1-1. Yogi went after a high breaking ball, didn't get it. Here's the 1-1 delivery. Change up high, ball two, 2-1. Pitch is outside, ball three, 3-1. Pappas behind Barrett, 3-1. Yogi swinging that big bat back and forth, keeps it low to the ground. The windup, the pitch is strike called. Yogi jumps around and argues with Charlie Perry, and he is arguing with him. Yogi thought he had a base on balls that time. 3-2 on Yogi. Yogi turns around to look in the Yankee dugout. Old habit of Yogi's. And the fans are starting to ride, Yogi. Both round, 3-2, two out, nobody on. 1-0 Baltimore lead. Here's the payoff pitch to Yogi. Strike three, strike him out. Gets his third strikeout as he sets the Yankees down 1-2-3, nothing across in the top of the second, and the score at the end of an inning and a half, Baltimore 1 and the Yankees nothing.
Are you really satisfied with the way your car has been acting lately? Maybe it's nothing you can actually put your finger on. More frequent stalling, perhaps, or rough idling, less miles per gallon. Now, your trouble could be a dirty carburetor, something that can happen to any car, even a relatively new one. You see, exhaust fumes and other air contaminants get by your air cleaner and build up deposits on the carburetor wall near the throttle plate. Even a small amount of these deposits can cause the throttle plate to feed an improper mixture of air and gasoline to your engine. And the result is rough performance and actual gasoline waste. But now, you can eliminate the problems caused by a dirty carburetor with new Atlantic Imperial gasoline. Atlantic Imperial actually cleans your carburetor as you drive and keeps it clean. So, to end stalling, rough idling, and gasoline waste due to a dirty carburetor, use Atlantic Imperial, the gasoline that adds pleasure to your driving and keeps your car on the go.
Operation on his thumb of the right hand. He is still wearing a golf glove with a sponge on the bat. He missed over a month of the season, but he has been helping the birds here of late. Whitey Ford on the mound. 1-0 Baltimore lead. A windup by Whitey. The pitch is low outside, ball one. On deck is Ron Hanson, the shortstop. Side of the Yankee infield playing Chandos deep and over towards third. Barrett deep and left. Slow curve is in the dirt, ball two, 2-0. Johnny Blanchard picks it up, rubs up the ball before firing it back to Ford. All right, here's the windup by Whitey. Fastball, low, ball three, 3-0. By Whitey. Fastball in there, strike call, 3-1. Russ steps out of the batter's box to look down at Lum Harris, the third base coach. Very little wind blowing tonight. Will not affect any balls hit out in the outfield. A 3-1 pitch, slow curve, inside, ball four, he lost him. There's the first walk given up by Whitey Ford. Brings up the shortstop, Ron Hanson, batting 261. 19 doubles, 5 triples, 19 homers, and 74 runs batted in. Anson was picked as this year's All-Star shortstop by the opposing players. Chianos leads off first. The pitch to Hanson is low ball one. Hanson is 6'3 and 190 pounds. Blanchard calls time, goes out to the mound to talk with Ford. He was born May 4th, 1938. This is only his fourth year in organized ball. Barron holds the bag against Triandos. One ball, no strikes on Hanson. The curve is popped in a short right field. Richardson going back and makes the catch. Hanson hit that ball right off his fist. One away. And it brings up Jim Busby, the center fielder. Busby batting just 239. 6 doubles and 7 runs batted in. Has stocked his batting order with right-handers. Only one left-hand hitter, that's Woodling. There's a pitch on the outside corner, strike one call. Busby chokes up in the bat. He can fly. On deck is Marv Breeding, the second baseman. Triando short lead off first. Curveball almost hit Busby. Ball one, 1-1. Strike one out. 1-0 Baltimore leads. Bottom of the second. Fastball foul at the plate. One ball, two strikes. And now Scarron moves in back of the runner at first base, Gus Triandos. Not holding him close to the bag. No speed merchant on the base pass. Whitey set. Outside, ball two, 2-2. Battle playing a shallow center field, as is Marison right. Yogi fairly deep in left. Busby not noted for his power. More the line drive type hitter. He shakes off a couple of times. Now he's got the one he likes. Set. Curve swung at and missed strike three. Oh, Whitey chalks up his first strike out of the night. Getting Jim Busby, and it brings up the second baseman, Marv Breeding. Breeding is hitting 281, having a fine year. 23 doubles, 1 triple, 3 homers, and 38 runs batted in. Two outs. Right hand hitting second baseman. Stretch by Whitey. Curveball is high, ball one. Lots of fans standing out in the street watching this game. Way in back of the parking lot in center field. I bet that's the first time they ever had that happen in a baseball game here. Fastball swung and missed, strike one, 1-1. I tell you, the interest in this series is amazing. And it should be the same way when Baltimore visits the Yankees at Yankee Stadium later on this month. We'll tell you about that upcoming series at the end of this inning. Curveball is high, ball two, 2-1. Two exciting ball teams, the Yankees in Baltimore. Two balls, one strike, two outs. Triandos is at first base. Baltimore leading 1-0 in the bottom of the second. Stretch by Whitey. Fastball line, a base hit to left center field. And Triandos holds his second base on a long single to left center field by Marv Breeding. gets the third hit off Whitey Ford, and it'll bring up the pitcher, Milt Pappas. Pappas batting 056 is 3 for 54, one homer and three runs batted in. Jackie Brent, who singled and scored in the bottom of the first. The only run of the game. Pappas holding that bat way down on the end. A stretch by Whitey. Curveball is over, strike call. Curveball outside, 1-1. Runners at first and second, leading away. Whitey sets. Pitch is a curve, swung at it, missed, strike two. Big cut by Milt Pappas. Two out and two on here in the bottom of the second. Baltimore leading 1-0. Here's the stretch by Whitey. Curveball swung at it and missed strike three as Whitey took a little bit off the curve. Second strikeout for Ford for Baltimore in the bottom of the second. No runs on one hit. No Yankee errors. Two men left in the score at the end of two full innings. Baltimore one and the Yankees nothing.
A clean carburetor helps give extra gasoline mileage. So use new Atlantic Imperial, the gasoline that cleans your carburetor as you drive and keeps it clean.
Boston in the first game of a 29 doubleheader, 5-1. Lee all the way to win it. Sullivan the loser. Lemon and Dobek home it for Washington. Ted Williams had one for the Red Sox, their only run, the 516th of his major league career. Detroit is at Chicago tonight. Cleveland at Kansas City in the National League. Three night games, Milwaukee at Cincinnati, Chicago at St. Louis, Los Angeles at San Francisco, and Philadelphia and Pittsburgh not scheduled. Baltimore will be at Yankee Stadium on Friday night, September 16th, Saturday afternoon, the 17th, which is a ladies' day, and a doubleheader on Sunday, September 18th. Leading off for the Yankees, Johnny Blanchard, batting 274. Pappas' first pitch is a strike as he went around far enough. He checked his swing, but had gone better than halfway around, so it's strike one called by Charlie Berry. Johnny has two doubles, three homers, and 10 runs batted in. Is keeping that curveball in on the left-handers, right tight to their fist. If they do hit it so far, they pull this foul. There's a fastball foul at the plate, strike two. On deck, Bobby Richardson. Baltimore leading 1-0 here in the top of the third. Two-strike pitch. Curve over, strike three call. Blanchard called out. Three strikeouts in a row for Milt Pappas, his fourth of the ball game. He struck out Scarron and Barra to end the top of the second. Struck out Blanchard leading off here in the third. Here's Bobby Richardson. Bobby batting 249. 11 doubles, two triples, one homer, and 23 runs batted in. Gave Barry a little bit of an argument after that third called strike. quite strong. A little excited tonight. Richardson takes the pitch low. Ball one. One out, nobody on. Next pitch is a little low. Ball two. Two or nothing. Brooks Robinson is playing way in at third. And the right side of the Baltimore infield, not playing too deep, looking for a possible push bunt by Richardson. Is over. Strike call. Just below the letters, 2-1. Pappas has really got to be in great shape and have a strong arm to throw this hard for 9 innings. A 2-1 pitch. Strike two as he swings and misses a curveball. 2-2. But he's young and he's strong and he might be able to do it. We'll wait and see. Here's the windup. Strike three, swinging. Four strikeouts in a row for Milt Pappas' fifth of the night. And that brings up Whitey four. Whitey batting 136. One double, three runs batted in. Pappas outside and high, ball one. Ron Hanson, the shortstop, is playing forward like a right-hand pull hitter, as is Woodling in left field, only Woodling playing very shallow. The 1-0 pitch, strike call on the outside corner, 1-1, on deck, Tony Kubek. Busby shades forward over in left center now. One pitch, curve over, strike, two ball, one ball, two strikes. Here's the windup. High curve, ball two, 2-2. That one got away from Pappas. That's actually the first pitch of the night by Milt that hasn't been close to the plate. Two strikes, two out. Nobody on. The pitch fouled back on the screen. Pappas rubs up the new ball. It doesn't take too much time between pitches. Notice Whitey forward. Checks the sign from Gus Triandos. Here's the windup. The pitch. High ball three. Full count on four. 3-2. Full house at Memorial Stadium for this first game of the big three-game series, the Yankees and the Orioles. Now the payoff pitch to Whitey. Ground ball at second base. Mark Greetings up with it on the big hop. Over to Jopo for the easy out. And Pappas again sets the Yankees down. 1-2-3. Nothing across in the top of the third. The score at the end of 2.5 innings. Baltimore 1 and the Yankees nothing.
Well, Mr. Thompson, we found the trouble. Your carburetor is dirty. Look.
You mean that little bit was enough to do it?
That's right. Because of the close clearance of the carburetor, just a small amount of deposit can cause a throttle plate to feed the wrong mixture of air and gasoline. So your engine stalls a lot, idles rough, and wastes gasoline.
But what causes that deposit? You know I take good care of my car.
It's not your fault. If the exhaust fumes and other stuff in the air get by your air cleaner and build up in your carburetor.
Well, isn't there any way I can prevent these deposits?
There is now. Just start using Atlantic Imperial gasoline.
Atlantic Imperial? Why?
Well, it's because the Atlantic Imperial they make today will actually clean out your carburetor and keep it clean while you drive.
You mean I won't have to spend money to have my carburetor cleaned again?
No, sir. Atlantic Imperial gasoline is all you need to keep your carburetor clean. Try it.
Okay, Bill, you sold me. My next tank full is Atlantic Imperial.
The bottom of the third inning. It'll be the top of the Baltimore batting order to face Whitey Ford for the second time. Jackie Francine, Woodling, and Brooks Robinson.
Branch single to left field, went to second on Woodling's long fly to right field after tagging up, and scored on a double by Brooks Robinson. Baltimore leads 1-0. All right, Whitey Ford takes the sign from Blanchard. The windup. The fastball is in there, strike call. Slow curve is low, ball 1-1-1. Here's Whitey into the windup. Fastball is hit deep to left field. Yogi's moving back near the wall. And he makes a one-hand catch as he crashes into the wall. A beautiful play by Yogi Berra. In the deep left field corner, he took away at least a double. And it could possibly have been an inside the park homer had Yogi not gotten through that ball. He leaped high, backhanded the ball, and crashed into the wall. There's one of the finest fielding plays we've seen all year. Beautiful play by Yogi Berra to take an extra base hit away from Jackie Brandt. And here's Gene Woodling, who has a 17-game hitting streak going. Mr. Woodling, in there, strike call. Slow curve low, ball 1-1-1. That was a beautiful play by Yogi. He got a good jump on a hard hit ball. It wasn't hit high, it was a line drive. One ball, one strike, one out, nobody on. Right on fastball, line deep to right field, but curving foul back into the seats. Man, did Woodling hit that one. He pulled a sidearm fastball deep down the right field line like a bullet. But it curved foul in the corner. One ball, two strikes. Baltimore's been hitting Whitey hard up to this point. They have three base hits, but there's been quite a few line drives that have been caught. Now the one ball, two strike pitch. Curve fouled back on the screen. Now holds at one ball and two strikes. Brooks Robinson. Woodling with that closed stance of his, feet almost together. Right foot almost on home plate. Swings and misses a curve. Strike three. Got Woodling. Whitey's second strikeout. In fact, that's his third strikeout of the ballgame. He struck out Busby and Pappas. And here's Brooks Robinson, who doubled the right field, driving in the only run of the game. His 71st RBI of the year. Deck wall shelter. Two out, nobody on. Pitch to Robinson as a curve over the outside corner. Strike one call. One strike pitch is inside. Ball 1-1-1. Into the windup. Curve is hit on the ground is short. Kubek's up with it. The throw to Scarron in time to get Robinson. So Whitey sets the birds down 1-2-3 for the first time in the ballgame. Nothing across. The score at the end of three full innings. Baltimore one run, three hits, no errors. And the Yankees no run, one hit, and no errors. Still only one game to report so far on the scoreboard. Washington beat Boston in the first game 5-1. Yankees play Baltimore here again tomorrow afternoon and Sunday afternoon. So make sure you're tuned in for those ball games. And these Orioles are going to be in a pennant race right down to the wire. Certainly a colorful, exciting ball club. You'll have another chance to see these exciting Orioles in a weekend at Yankee Stadium. They meet Friday night, September 16th, in a final Ladies' Day game on Saturday, and the last doublehead of the season on Sunday, September the 18th. You've got to get those tickets now while they are available. For the Yankees, they'll have the top of their batting order to face Milt Pappas. Kubek, who led off the ballgame with a single to center, was doubled on a ground ball by Maris, so Pappas actually faced just 9 minutes, three innings. He has given up one hit, no walks, and struck out five. On deck, Cletus Boyle. Baltimore 1, Yankees nothing. Top of the fourth. Pitch to Kubek is over, strike one call. Tony bluffed the bunt, and Brooks Robinson came charging in. Robinson and Boyer, who was on deck, are two of the most exciting young third basemen we've seen in a long, long time. His 71st RBI of the year. On deck, Walshoko. Two out, nobody on. Robinson is a curve over the outside corner. Strike one call. One strike pitch is inside. Ball one, one and one. Into the windup. Curve is hit on the ground at short. Kubek up with it. The throw to Starrin in time to get Robinson. So Whitey sets the birds down 1-2-3 for the first time in the ballgame. Nothing across. The score at the end of three full innings. Baltimore 1 run, 3 hits, no errors. And the Yankees no run, 1 hit, and no errors. Still only one game to report so far on the scoreboard. Washington beat Boston in the first game 5-1. Yankees play Baltimore here again tomorrow afternoon and Sunday afternoon. So make sure you're tuned in for those ball games. And these Orioles are going to be in a pennant race right down to the wire. It's certainly a colorful, exciting ball club. Now you'll have another chance to see these exciting Orioles in a weekend at Yankee Stadium. They meet Friday night, September 16th, in a final Ladies' Day game on Saturday. And the last doublehead of the season on Sunday, September the 18th. You better get those tickets now while they are available. For the Yankees, they'll have the top of their batting order to face Milt Pappas. Kubek, who led off the ballgame with a single to center, was doubled on a ground ball by Maris, so Pappas actually faced just 9 minutes, three innings. He has given up one hit, no walks, and struck out five. On deck, Cletus Boyle. Baltimore 1, Yankees nothing. Top of the fourth. Kubek is over, strike one call. Tony bluffed the bunt, and Brooks Robinson came charging in. Robinson and Boyer, who was on deck, are two of the most exciting young third basemen we've seen in a long, long time. Fastball popped to left field. This could be trouble. Woodling digging, but it's curving. Foul. Woodling could not catch up to that ball. That would have been a double, possibly a triple. Woodling shading Kubek over in left center. Had a long run. The ball dropped foul about 6 or 7 inches. Ronnie Hanson, the shortstop, couldn't get out there in time, and Woodling couldn't get over there. Nothing in 2-1 Kubek, who was all the way down at second base. Tony now walking slowly back across the diamond. Gets his bat from the Yankee bat boy. Tony had a fine year for extra base hits. He has 22 doubles, 3 triples, and 10 homers. A windup, and the curveball is popped to left field this time. Dean Woodling hardly has to move in his tracks. Under it, makes the catch. That's one away.
Brings up Cletus Boyer, who struck out swinging in the first inning. Kind of an unusual play on that one, as Boyer swung and missed. Fiando had the ball pop out of his glove, and he lunged down to catch it. Larry Knapp first called Boyer safe, and we thought that he had dropped the ball on the ground. Then, after talking with Walt Jopo and played umpire Charlie Berry, they reversed the decision and called Boyer out on a strikeout, saying that the ball had never touched the ground. One out, nobody on. Pitch to Boyer. Hit high in the air to left field. Woodling is moving back. He's under it, though. And makes the catch. That's two away. Brings up Roger Maris, who bounced into a double play in the first inning. Is a little bit low, ball one. Pappas came in with a breaking pitch that time that dipped below the knees. The 1-0 pitch is lined. Foul, just foul. Yeah, that looked like it hit right on the foul line, but Larry Knapp, who was no more than 10 feet away, right on the play, called it foul. Boy, that was close. Maris lined a foul down the right field corner. 1-1. Two out, nobody on. 1-0, Baltimore leads. Top of the fourth. Wind up by Pappas. The changeup is swung and a missed strike two, and he fooled Maris on that one, as Raj was way out in front. Maris's timing has been a little off. Remember, he missed a little better than 2 weeks with his bruised wrist. And even though you take a lot of batting practice, it's never like the game. The pitch, curveball is high, 2-2. Now the 2-2 delivery. Outside, ball three. Tried to put a little extra on that fastball and got away from him. On deck, Mickey Mantle. Three balls, two strikes, two outs. Now the payoff pitch. A drive to deep right field, but Grant is going back under it and makes the catch. The third inning in a row that Pappas has set the Yankees down in order. Nothing across, the score at the end of 3.5 innings. Baltimore 1 and the Yankees nothing.
Eliminate the problems caused by a dirty carburetor with new Atlantic Imperial gasoline. Atlantic Imperial actually cleans your carburetor as you drive and keeps it clean. So, to end stalling, rough idling, and gasoline waste due to a dirty carburetor, use Atlantic Imperial, the gasoline that adds pleasure to your driving and keeps your car on the go.
Was hit foul outside of third, strike one. Baltimore 1, Yankees nothing. We're in the bottom of the fourth inning. On deck, Gus Triandos. righty, swings into the windup. Fastball, he checks his swing and a tie ball, 1-1 and 1. Is line of center field, and it's in there for a base hit. And that ball fooled Mickey. It took off. Mickey started back, and then he saw the ball take off. He came in, had an idea to catch it, shoestring, and then had a back up, and the ball almost went by him. There's a long single to center field. There's a ball that actually took off. Hit number four off Whitey Ford. And here's Gus Triandos, who walked in the second inning. Ball could easily have skipped by Mickey, but Mickey blocked it with his body. A stretch by Whitey. Hits to Triandos low inside, ball one. Baltimore one, Yankees nothing, bottom of the fourth. Here's the stretch. Low ball two, 2-0. Whitey can get Triandos to hit that ball in the dirt. He got perfect double play men there on Jobo at first and Triandos at the plate. Neither who can run very fast. Go to first, but Jobo with a short lead is back easily. Fans hooting and hollering at everything that the Yankees do. Crowd here tonight. Capacity crowd. The stretch. Pitch low outside. Ball three. 3-0. On deck, Ron Hanson. Three balls, no strikes on Triandos. Here's the stretch. The pitch. Low ball four. He lost him. The second time Triandos has walked, and that's the second walk given up by Whitey. Jobo moves to second, Triandos to first, nobody out, and here's Ron Hanson, who popped up to the second baseman in the second inning. Blanchard is out on the mound talking with Whitey Ford. Jim Gentile, who leads the Orioles in RBIs with 84, playing tonight. Paul Richards doesn't play him against left-hand pitches. Even though he's got plenty of power, he's got 20 home runs. Whitey goes to the rosin bag. Skarin is playing in front of the runner at first. Boyer is in at third. Kubek close to second, and Richardson halfway at second. Looking for the bunt situation. Here's the stretch. He takes it for a strike, and he was not ready to bunt that time. Hanson was ready to swing away. Skarin was charging in at first base. Hanson has 19 homers and 74 runs batted in. Baltimore threatening here in the bottom of the fourth. They lead 1-0. Whitey sets. Low inside, almost hit Hanson in the foot. 1-1. All right, Whitey sets again. Curve low inside and gets away from Blanchard. No, it hit him. It hit him. It hit him in the foot. And he takes it. Ball. This one hit Hanson in the foot, kicked away from Blanchard. Blanchard jumped after it, and here comes Casey Stengel. Whitey Ford wanted to see the spot on the ball, and the fans are getting on Casey. And Casey's asking Johnny Blanchard if the ball hit the batter in the foot. Now he's talking with Charlie Berry. The bases are loaded with nobody out. Here in the bottom of the fourth, Baltimore leads 1-0. A single, a walk, and a hit batsman.
talking with Barry at home plate. Now Casey turns around, walks back to the Yankee dugout. Jim Busby, who struck out in the second inning, is a batter. Cletus Boyer is in at third. If the ball's hit to him, he'll come to the plate, pointing to Blanchett. The rest of the infield back in double play depth. Busby can fly. He's a tough man to double. Nobody out. The base is loaded. Hanson at first. Triandos at second. Jopo at third. Here's the windup. Curve low inside. Ball one. That one almost hit Busby. And there goes Eli Gerber down the bullpen with Elston Howard. Eli Gerber is going down to loosen up. On Busby, the windup. Pitch is swung in and missed. Strike one, 1-1. On deck, Marv Greedy. Service heating up in a hurry. Whitey checks the sign from Blanchard. Here's the windup. Low ball, two, 2-1. Nice block by Blanchett on a curve in the dirt. Boyd was in trouble in the first inning. The second inning retired the Orioles in order in the third, but he's in trouble here now with the bases loaded and nobody out. A 2-1 count on Busby. Blanchett and Scarron are out on the mound talking with Whitey. Gerber continues to heat up. One strike. Here's the windup. Curve is line to left field, and it's a base hit. Only one run will score. Jim Busby lined a single to left field, but only Jopo could score. Gus Triantos in second, as we told you, can't run too well, and he held his third on Yogi's throw to the plate. The bases remain loaded. Nobody out. Baltimore leads 2-0 in the bottom of the fourth, and here's Marv Breeding, who's single to left center field in the second inning. Again, Boy is in at third, the rest of the infield in double play depth. And for Busby, that was only his eighth run batted into the year, but what a big run. All right, Whitey into the windup. Curve inside, ball one. Nobody out and the base is loaded. One run in. Right hand hitting Marv Breeding, the second baseman. The windup. Curve swung at and missed, strike one, 1-1. Out of the batter's box. Walks around a little bit. Now he's back in, ready to go. One ball, one strike. Here's the windup. It's a foul out of play in the upper deck. One ball, two strikes. Fans in the background. A windup. Ground ball, and Kubek flips to Richardson for one. Back to first. No, they didn't get the double play. They didn't get it. Larry Knapp started to call him out and saw that Greedy beat the throw and then put his hands down. Scarron's arguing with Knapp. Another run crosses the plate. On the fourth play, from Kubek to Richardson, Crosby at second base. Triando scored. Hanson moved to third. Breeding is safe at first. He gets credit for an RBI for Breeding his 39th run batted in. And now with runners at first and third and one out, here's Milt Pappas, who struck out in the second inning. And now the Yankee infield has to look for a possible squeeze play. Garin holding the bag against Breeding. Boyer in at third. Richardson's halfway at second. Kubek is the only infielder playing deep. Here's a stretch by Whitey. The pitch is a curve in there, strike one call. He was not squaring around a bunt that time, but now he takes a look down at Lum Harris, the third base coach. 3-0 Baltimore leads here in the bottom of the fourth. By Whitey. The pitch is a curve, high ball, one. Five hits off Whitey Ford, three runs, with one out in the bottom of the fourth. The Yankees have not scored as yet. All right, now Whitey set. The pitch is a ground foul outside of third. Ball, two strikes. On deck, Jackie Brent. All right, again, Whitey says. Runners lead off first and third. Curve high, ball two, two and two. Gerb is still throwing down in the Yankee bullpen. All right, ready for the 2-2 pitch. He bunts at it, and he's out. He fouled the pitch off, trying to bunt with two strikes on him. It goes as a strikeout for Whitey Ford, his fourth of the ballgame. And it was a bad pitch that Pappas went after and fouled off. And here's Jackie Brandt, who singled to left and scored, and lined deep to left, Barra making a sensational catch against the wall. Two out, two on, two in. Baltimore leads 3-0 in the bottom of the fourth. Stretches. Pitch to Brandt, outside ball one. Marv reading at first, and Ron Hanson over third. Whitey into the stretch position. Slow curve high, ball two, two and nothing. On deck, Gene Woodling. No strikes on Brandt. Curve foul just below us. Two balls, one strike. Ready for the 2-1 pitch. Ground foul outside of third. 2-2. On the scoreboard, two balls, two strikes, two out, two men on, and two runs in. Baltimore leads 3-0 here in the bottom of the fourth. Jam-packed crowd here at Baltimore's Memorial Stadium. Breeding leads off first. There he goes. The pitch is popped in the air. And back of the plate, Johnny Blanchard is moving back and makes the catch for the out in foul territory.
In tune with Quality Modern Radio, 1460 on your dial. This is WOKO Albany, New York.
Baltimore 3, the Yankees nothing, and we pause for station identification.
like to mention that the second half of this game is being brought to you by the crisp, refresher Ballantine beer. You know, Ballantine's a light beer with true lager flavor, and that's what makes it the crisp refresher. We've got a dandy of a ball game going here. With Baltimore leading 3-0 in the top of the fifth inning, it'll be Mantle, Scarron, and Barrett to face Milt Pappas. Pappas has faced just 12 men in 4 innings. Though he gave up a hit to Kubek. Kubek was on the front end of a double play. Maris bounced into it. Milt has struck out 5 and has not walked anybody. Mickey Mantle, who laid down what appeared to be a perfect bunt, was thrown out on a great play by Mark Reading, the second baseman. Strike on the outside corner. Pappas is still firing that ball. Here's the windup. Fastball inside. Ball one, one, one. The 1-1 pitch, a swing and a foul tip back. It hit Charlie Berry's mask and shook him up. Boy, you could see Charlie shake his head and fall back a step or two. A solid foul off the umpire's mask. 1-2. Mantle digs in at home plate. The plate, and that hit off Mickey's foot. That ball was fouled right down off Mickey's right foot. Mick just looking down at the foot. He would love to reach down and grab and pull that spike shoe off, but he knows if he did, the fans would really get on him. That hurts. Boy, Pappas didn't give him much time to get set. The pitch is outside, 2-2. Mickey was just starting to tap the plate with his bat when Pappas went into the windup. It's just quick out there. Doesn't take much time. A 2-2 pitch. Strike 3, swing. Strikeout number 6 for the young right-hander. And here's Bill Scarron, who struck out in the second inning. At one time, Pappas struck out 4 Yankees in a row. Scarron, Barrett, Blanchard, and Richardson. Also has Boyer and Mantle. One out, nobody on. Pitch to the Moose. Hit foul down the right field line, way back in the upper deck. Three nothing, Baltimore lead. Top of the fifth. One out, nobody on. On deck, Yogi Berra. Strike pitch, low, ball one, one on one. 1-1 delivery. Hit off the plate, down the third baseline, but it kicked foul. Garin was across first base. He was taking no chances in case that ball stayed fair, but it kicked foul halfway down between home and third. Triandos picked it up. It's a 1-2 count on the Moose. Pappas is throwing from up here what appears to be a fast curve or a slider. It doesn't break much, but it breaks quick at the last second. And that is really a tough pitch to time. Here's a 1-2 pitch. Foul back in the upper deck. On the mound for Baltimore. Swings into the windup. Pitch, strike 3, swing. Strikeout number missing pitch we told you about. It starts to the outside part of the plate, and then just as the batter swings for it, it goes away from him. And just the reverse to a left-hander, it's on the inside part of the plate. When they swing, it comes in on their fist. So even if they do hit it in there, they can't hit it very far off the handle. Yogi Berra struck out his first time at bat. Two out, nobody on. Yogi outside, pops out of Triando's glove, picked up by Johnny Blanchard, who's on deck, ball one. And Yogi started to ask Berra to take a look at the ball, but then Triando's too attacked for the pitcher, so Yogi didn't even bother. One ball, no strikes on Yogi. Here's the windup. Low inside, ball two, two and nothing. Nothing pitch inside, ball three, three and nothing. So Pappas is in danger of walking his first man tonight. He's behind Yogi, three and nothing. Pitch, strike, call, three and one. Wind up. Is pop foul in the upper deck, strike two, full count on Yogi. So Pappas came right back with two strikes. Rubs up the new ball. Now the windup. Pitch. High foul going out of play. Again, back in the upper deck. Count holds it 3-2 on you. Baltimore leads 3-0. We're in the top of the fifth inning. Two out, nobody on. 3-2 count on Berra. Johnny Blanchard swinging the big weighted bat on deck. 3-2 pitch, pop in the air. The shortstop, Ron Hanson, is moving back in short left field. He's under it and makes the catch. And for the fourth consecutive inning, Pappas sets the Yankees down 1-2-3, nothing across. The score at the end of four and a half innings, Baltimore 3 and the Yankees nothing. Up with him. Over to Scarron, one away. One
that brings up Brooks Robinson, who doubled a right field to drive in a run in the first inning and then bounced to short in the third. One out, nobody on. On deck, Walt Drobo. Pitch to Robinson is popped in the air. Johnny Blanchard, the catcher, is getting under it in foul territory. Makes the catch, and it's two away. Judas Boya had come all the way in from third base in case Blanchard was going to have any trouble with that high pop. And here's Walt Drobo, who lined into a double play in the first inning and then lined a single to deep center. He also scored in the fourth inning. One for two for Big Drobo. Two out now, nobody on. To hit deep to left field. That's gone if it stays there. And home run for Walt Drobo. Walt Drobo gets his fourth home of the year and his 21st run batted in. Threw him a changeup curve. Drobo timed it perfectly and hit it what appeared to be directly over the foul pole deep in the left field bleachers. Baltimore now leads 4-0. Here's Gus Pianos. Been up twice and walked both times. He scored one run. Takes the curve outside, ball one. Fastball low outside, ball two. Whitey has had trouble pitching to Triantos so far tonight. He walked him in the second and fourth inning. In the fourth inning on four straight pitches. Here's the windup. Slow curve, foul, back in the seat. Two balls, one strike. Now is down the Yankee bullpen. Whitey's pitch, slow curve hit high in the air to left center field, way back. Yogi going back, calling for it, and Mantle there, and Mantle makes the catch right in front of Yogi in deep left center field. Baltimore in the bottom of the fifth, one run on one hit, the homer by Walt Drobo. No Yankee errors and nobody left. The score at the end of five full innings, Baltimore 4 and the Yankees nothing. On the scoreboard, Washington beat Boston in the first game of a twi-night doubleheader 5-1. Lemon Dobick and Ted Williams homered in that game. And the second game is Boston 1, Washington nothing at the end of 1. Detroit is at Chicago, Regan against Gore. Cleveland and Kansas City starts later on. The National League, Milwaukee at Cincinnati, Jay against McLeish. Chicago at St. Louis, Caldwell against Jackson. Los Angeles at San Francisco starts later on. And Philadelphia and Pittsburgh not scheduled. Hey, this is a good time for you to get your tickets for the important Labor Day doubleheader Monday with the Red Sox. The Tuesday afternoon Boston game and the big weekend series here with Baltimore Friday night, Saturday afternoon, and the Sunday doubleheader September 16th, 17th, and 18th. And also for all remaining Yankee home games. And you can buy them over the counter at Yankee Stadium Advance Ticket Office. You can buy over the counter at the Yankees Grand Central Terminal Ticket Office. You can buy your box and reserve seat reservations at any of the 12 conveniently located Weber and Heilbronner stores in Greater New York. Johnny Blanchard, who struck out in the third inning, leads off against Milt Pappas here in the top of the sixth with Baltimore leading 4-0. First pitch by the right-hander is low, ball one. On deck, Gil McDougal. Looks like Mac is going to bat for Richardson. Up. The pitch is fouled back on the screen. One on one. Ryan Duran is loosening up in the Yankee bullpen, so it looks like Stengel's going to go to his bench. We'll have a pinch hitter for Richardson and possibly a pinch hitter for Whitey Ford, who is due to follow. Blanchard changeup. He swung strike two. Again, Blanchard tried to check his swing, but went far enough around. Charlie Berry puts up that big right hand. One ball, two strikes. The windup. Serve is strike three called. He got Blanchard for the second time. And his eighth strike out of the ball game. And that is the first call strikeout that Pappas had. The other seven were swinging strikeouts. And here's Gil McDougal batting for Bobby Richardson. McDougal batting 259. 13 doubles, 3 triples, 5 homers, and 27 runs batted in. Bobby, in his only appearance, struck out in the third inning. Quickly into the windup, the pitch to McDougal is a curve over, strike one called. Gil had just about time to get set in that batter's box. You've got to be ready with this boy out there. Gil trying to slow Pappas down a little bit. Now he's ready. The windup. Curve strike, two swinging. He took a little bit off the curve ball that time and had McDougal out in front. Nothing in two on Gil. Charlie Berry, a little house cleaning down at home plate. Here's the windup. Fastball is high, ball one. Figured he had McDougal set up for the high, hard one as he threw him two breaking pitches before that. Now the one ball, two strike pitch. Inside, two and two. Two strikes, one out, nobody on. 4-0, Baltimore lead. Top of the sixth. The 2-2 pitch, a broken bat fly ball right at the shortstop. Two outs. McDougal broke his bat, hitting it on the handle right at Ronnie Hanson. That's two away. And here is Dale Long coming up to bat for Whitey Ford. Long wearing uniform number 25, Kent Hadley's old uniform number. Is batting 429. He's 3-for-7. One homer and two runs batted in. Two outs. Nobody on. Here's the windup. Pitch is popped in the air. And back of the plate, Gustriando throws the mask away. Coming under it. And makes the catch for the out. Three more men in a row that Milt Pappas has retired. That's 3, 6, 9, 12, 15, 17 men in a row that Pappas has retired. Nothing across for the Yankees in the top of the sixth, and the score at the end of 5.5 innings. Baltimore 4, and the Yankees nothing. Second base in place of Bobby Richardson. Duran is making his 35th appearance of the year. He has won 3 and lost 4. Pitched a total of 38 and a third innings, giving up 22 hits, 20
33 runs, three home runs. He walked 39 and struck out 49. He has a 4.74 earned run average. So these red-hot Baltimore Orioles, leading 4-0 here in the bottom of the sixth, have Ronnie Hansen ready to lead off against Duren. Hansen popped to second base and was hit by a pitch ball. Is Jim Busby.
We might see a few changes now with a right-hand pitcher out there. We might have some left-handed pinch hitters, but we'll wait and see. By Duren on the mound. Big, slow windup. Pitch to Hansen. High. No, it's not. Strike one. That's not to say high for a ball. Hansen was crouched way over that plate. Afternoon and Sunday afternoon. Be on the air at 1:55 both days. The 1-1 pitch, low outside, gets away from Blanchard, rolls to the screen, ball two, 2-1. The crowd gets a big charge out of that. Men to handle.
right, 2-0 on Philly with Hanson leading off first. Nobody out. In the bottom of the sixth, Baltimore leads 4-0. Here's the stretch. The pitch, strike called, fastball down the middle. Two balls, one strike. Charlie Berry is telling one of the young photographers to move back. He's only about 10 feet from home plate. And if Philly could ever foul one off the end of his bat, he could really hurt that youngster.
Man, he was in a dangerous spot.
Now he moves way down by the third base coaching box.
Better off getting a telephoto lens and getting down the left field corner.
All right, Hanson with a good size lead off first. The pitch. Foul tip held by Blanchard, strike two, 2-2. On deck, the second baseman, Mark Reedy. Two balls, two strikes.
And Duran steps off the rubber.
And yelling balk again.
Duran steps once again.
There he goes. He got a good jump to throw to second base. And he's going to be in there. Boy, did he get a running jump on Ryan Duran. He was bouncing up and down off first base. And then he took off. After Duran took his last look at first base, a stolen base for Hanson, only his second of the year. And that pitch was high at the 3-2 count on Dave Philly. Nobody out. All right, ready for the payoff pitch to Philly. Here it is, and he swings and misses strike three. Out here's Mark Reedy, who singled and bounced into a fourth play, driving in a run in the fourth inning. Second base. Here's a stretch by Doyle. Pitch to Greedy. His strike one is swing and a miss. And boy, he swung after that ball was fine. Looks like Gene Stevens loosening up down in the Baltimore bullpen. Stevens, who throws right-handed, bats left-handed, will probably go in the outfield. Second base. Pitch is fouled on the right field line. Nothing in two on Marv Reedy. Ryan Durham in relief of Whitey Ford, who went the first five innings, giving up six hits and four runs. That's for new ball from Charlie Berry, the plate umpire. Here in the bottom of the sixth inning.
Casey Stengel moves the infield in on the edge of the infield there for possible play at the plate. Here's the windup. Pitch. Strike three called. He took a fastball right down the middle. Mark Reading is called out on strike for Duren's second strikeout. And that'll bring up Milt Pappas, who's been up twice, struck out both times. Duren wants Boyer to play in at third in case Pappas starts to beat out a bunt. Here's the windup. Mitch is swung at a missed strike one. Looked like Hanson was going to come all the way that time. He bluffed coming down the line. Duren takes that big, slow windup, and that time at least he didn't bother to take a glance over at third base. Windup. Pitch is swung at a missed strike two. Pappas is having some good cuts up there, but he's not hitting the ball. Nothing in two with two outs. Duren taking time out to wipe his glasses. Put them back on. Jackie Brandt is on deck. Has gone down a strike as Duren strikes out the side after walking Hanson lead off the inning. And for Baltimore, no runs, no hits, no Yankee errors. One man left in the score at the end of six full innings. Baltimore, four runs, six hits, no errors. The Yankees, no runs, one hit, and no errors. On the scoreboard, Washington defeated Boston in the first game of a 29 doubleheader, 5-1. Lee the winner, Sullivan the loser. Lemon, Joe Beck, and Ted Williams homered in that game. For Williams, the 560th of his career. Washington won, Boston won at the end of one and a half of the second game, Ramos against Musset. Detroit scored two in the top of the first, playing at Chicago. The National League, Milwaukee nothing, Cincinnati at the end of one. Chicago nothing, St. Louis nothing at the end of one. Los Angeles at San Francisco starts later on. And Philadelphia and Pittsburgh not scheduled. And Mel Allen will be coming over here to the radio side to finish up right after we pause for station identification.
On the right side, the bright side of your dial, this is Quality Modern Radio, 1460 WOKO, Albany, New York.
To the seventh inning. We have some changes. Gene Stevens has gone to right field. And in center field, Jackie Brandt. Woodling remains in left. Today, Philly had hit for Jim Busby. Go into the seventh inning, 4-0 in favor of the Orioles. Top of the order, Tony Kubek takes the strike, fastball. Milt Pappas pitching a brilliant ball game. Gave up a base hit to Kubek to start the game and has knocked off every Yankee since, including getting Maris grounding into a double play. There's a bouncer grabbed by the pitcher to throw the first in time. State attendance is 44,518. Better. 18 men in a row. by Pappas after giving a base hit. Kubek to open the game. Cleet Poirier struck out and fly to left. The pitch is just outside for a ball. Delivery in there for a strike, one and one. Poirier disputes the call. One ball, one strike, one out. 4-0 Orioles in the seventh inning. Milt Patterson's delivery backs him away. Ball two, two and one. One count on Cleet Poirier. Pappas into the windup. In comes the pitch. Swung on line into right field, and it is in there for a base hit. Now Hoyt Wilhelm goes down to the bullpen. Paul Richards has depth in pitching, and he's got plenty of them to use if he needs them. Two balls, no strikes. The pitch. It's accidentally tapped toward the mound. The throw to first base gets Maris. On to second goes Poirier. Maris was not swinging. He's pulling away from the plate. The ball bullpen gets the bat. And he's an easy out at first base. So with two down, Poirier on second. Here's Mantle out on a drag bunt to waiting in the second inning and struck out in the fifth. Baltimore, it's the seventh inning. Two outs. Pappas into the stretch, and the pitch to Mantle. In there for a strike. Fastball hit the middle of the plate and sailed away from it. No balls, one strike. Pappas working fast, and the pitch. It's outside. Ball one, one and one. Count. The Yankees have scored just four runs in their last three ball games. This is the fourth. And this stretch. Next pitch is swung on and popped high in the air. Down the third baseline. Now in the foul territory goes Brooks Robinson, and he has it. You've heard the expression, it's in the bag. Well, you know what that means. Everything's hunky-dory, okay. And I'll tell you this, your holiday weekend will go a lot smoother and pleasant if you just remember to take home a big bag full of frosty Ballantine six-packs. Yes, sir, you keep those easy-carrying Ballantine beer six-packs handy. And when you and your friends feel like some refreshment, just flip open one of those six-packs and treat yourself to Ballantine. It's the light beer with true lager flavor. That's what makes Ballantine the crisp refresher. So when you're shopping for the weekend, look for the icy blue six-pack and enjoy smooth, delicious Ballantine beer, the crisp refresher. This is the fifth largest crowd they've ever had for an Oriole ball game, 44,518. And gives them their largest total attendance for any given season. As we go into the last half of the seventh inning, it'll be the top of the Oriole order, Jackie Brandt, Gene Woodling, and Brooks Robinson. Tomorrow afternoon, Art Dittmar will face Jack Fisher, our airtime 155. The Yankees will be home on Labor Day with the Boston Red Sox, doubleheader, and Tuesday afternoon. Brandt, one for three. Ryan Duren's Pitch is outside, ball one. France opened the game with a single, took second on a fly to right, and scored on Brooks Robinson's double into the right field corner. Ryan Duren took over for the beginning of the sixth inning after Whitey Ford had been removed for a pinch hitter. Ford gave up all the Oriole runs. Duren pitch in there, strike one, one and one. Bob Turley loosening up for New York. Steve Barber for the Orioles. One ball, one strike on Jackie Branch. Ryan Duren's pitch swung on, a ground ball hit out to second. McDougal over to his right, up with it, throws to Scarron in time. And there's one away. Now here's Dean Woodling. Slide to right, struck out, and grounded out to second. Been 15 strikeouts in this game. Four, Duren three, and Pappas eight. Out of 40 foot out. Duren's pitch to Woodling is low and inside, ball one. James batting 287. Strike. Now the pitch. It's over. Strike one. One and one. And the changeup pitch is outside and high. Ball two. Two and one. Robinson on deck. Two balls, one strike. Duren taking his time. Now the 2-1 pitch to Woodling. It's in there. Strike two. 2-2. Two strikes. One out. Nobody on. Duren taking a lot of time. Goes to the windup now. The 2-2 pitch to Woodling. Swung on. Little slow roller. Chase. And wait a minute. Now Scarron has it. Steps on first. And Duren was running over trying to get in front of it, but he never did. Hi, Ms. Ruth. Ms. Babe Ruth sitting over in the booth next door to it. Anyway, Duren never did get in front of the ball. Scarron, however, is right behind him, grabbed and stepped off first. Two away. Here's Brooks Robinson. Double to right, grounded short, fouled out to the catcher. Batting 302. Up around comes the right arm. The pitch is swung on, lined out over second, and it's in there for a base hit. Barra's up the ball, crossing it back into McDougal. Robinson singles to right. Now Walt Grobo schedule a bat, but Jim Gentile's going to hit for Grobo. Jim Gentile will hit for Walt Grobo as Paul Richards goes to the left-hand hitter with Duren in there now. in the running for Rookie of the Year honors. Hanson, Breeding, and Gentile. Big left-hand batter steps in. Butch Robinson on first with two out in the seventh inning. 4-0 Baltimore. Stretched by Duren. And the pitch. Outside, ball one. Gus Triandos on deck. Again, the stretch by Duren. Brooks Robinson widening his lead off first. An easy toss over to first, Robinson back. One ball, no strikes. Again the stretch, Robinson leads away. Here's the pitch. Backs the hitter away. Ball two, 2-0. Four in a row. The Yankees have taken four in a row from Baltimore. The Orioles leading 4-0 though right now. And the last of the seventh. Two outs. Robinson on first. A 2-0 count on Jim Gentile batting for Walt Tropo. Ryan Duren's pitch on its way. Swung on and missed. Strike one. 2-1. One strike. Two balls, one strike. Stretch by Duren. Brooks Robinson leads away. And the pitch. In there for a strike. 2-2. And that time Robinson wasn't going and Blanchard dropped the ball. A 2-2 count. Always happens that way. You're not looking for a taxi. There's one coming along. Two balls, two strikes. Two outs. 4-0 Orioles. Seventh inning. Robinson gets back as the throw goes over from Duren. Brooks Robinson again with a good lead. Wide in the end. The stretch. He looks like he's about to go. Then Duren steps off again. Getting a kick out of the little side play. Duren again to the stretch. Robinson gets off. Further, 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 further. There he goes, and the pitch is fouled off. Or is it further? Two balls, two strikes, two outs. In favor of the Orioles. It's the seventh inning. A 2-2 count. Once again, Brooks Robinson leads away. Stretched by Duren. And the pitch. It's low, ball three. 3-2. Now Robinson will have to go. Terry is walking down to the bullpen. Curley has been loosening up. Moss was before. Brooks Robinson will be traveling. Two away. Stretched by Duren. There goes the runner. The pitch swung on. It popped high in the air. Blanchard comes back near the screen, and he can't get it. The ball landed just at the very edge of the screen. So Jim Gentile's got another chance. Remains 3-2. Duren dug at his cap. Steps in the pitching position, gets the sign from Blanchard. Two outs on 3-2 count. Brooks Robinson ready to move. The stretch. There goes the runner, and the pitch is high outside, ball four. Jim Gentile gets the walk. Second given up by Duran. Robinson on second, Gentile on first, and the batter is Gus Triando. He walked twice and flied to deep left. First and second, the pitch to Gus, inside, ball one. Ron Hansen is on deck. Robinson on second, Gentile on first. Into that slow stretch. Here's the pitch to Triandos, inside, ball two, 2-0. Strikes, two outs, two on. Here's the pitch, and Triando swings and lines it by short to left field for a base hit. Around third comes Robinson, and on in to score, and it's 5-0 in favor of Baltimore. Gentile stops at second. Gus Triando driving in his 42nd run of the year. Two-out attack by the Orioles, a single, a walk, and a single. And here now is Ron Hansen, who flied to right, was hit by pitch, ball, and walk. 5-0 in favor of Baltimore. 8 hits. Robinson, Gropo, Triando, Busby, and Breeding have driven in runs. Ryan Duren's pitch. In there, strike one. Ron Hansen, batting 260. Five to nothing Orioles, seventh inning. Jeremy has concluded his warming up. Ralph Perry continues. Runners lead away from first and second. Pitch. Inside, ball one, 1-1. A crowd of almost 45,000 out here tonight. The Orioles battling for first place against the Yankees, leading 5-0. Two on, two out. One in, and the pitch, inside, ball two, 2-1. Duren has had trouble controlling a tight pitch to a hitter this year. He throws one fastball, it comes in and tails off into a right-hand hitter, away from a left-hand batter, and he's been wild with that pitch. A 2-1 count. Hello, Al. Visitors everywhere. Al Shacks is here, and Babe Ruth. Al has participated in the old-timers game beforehand and delighted the crowd with his antics as an umpire. A 2-1 count. Ron Hansen the batter. Jim Gentile on second. Gus Triandos on first. Now Duke Moss goes back to the Yankee bullpen. Here's the pitch to Hansen. It's in there. Strike two. 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. balls, two strikes, two outs, two on. During again with the stretch, runners lead away from first and second. Now the pitch to the right-hand batter, inside, ball three, backs him away, full count. Gentile on second, Triandos on first, will be off and running with the pitch. On deck. Ron Hansen digs in. Now the stretch by Duren. Gentile and Triando start to go. The pitch swung on it. Missed. Strike three. And the side is retired. One run. Two hits. No errors. Two men left on. Then seven innings of play. Baltimore, five runs, eight hits, no errors, seven men left on. The Yankees, no runs, two hits, no errors, and one man left on. May I suggest the thirst quenching idea? Just amble over to the refrigerator, throw out a frosty bottle of that crisp, refresher Ballantine beer, the light beer with true lager flavor, while we pause for station identification.
Tune with Quality Modern Radio, 1460 on your dial. This is WOKO Albany, New York.
Over the public address system, they're announcing a new Orioles season attendance record with a crowd tonight of 44,518. The season record has gone to 1,079,000. 392. And that is for 67 playing dates. The Yankees, in 54 playing dates, have drawn 1,376,994. On the road, 1,500,000. Moving into the eighth inning, 5-0 favor the Orioles. Bill Scourin up, and the pitch is bounced over the head of the pitcher. Slow bounder, Hansen up for the ball, fires on the first base and gets him on a good play. Ron Hansen came in from deep short, running full speed, scooped up the slow bouncer, and nicked him at first base with an unerring throw. Now here is Yogi Berra. Moose had struck out twice previously. Berra struck out and popped out to Hansen in short left. Hitting 298. Scourin was batting 308. Pappas delivers outside, ball one. Washington beat Boston 5-1, second game of the twilight doubleheader. 2-1 Boston, end of 3.5. Detroit beat Chicago 2-0, end of 2.5. Next pitch, the Yogi swung on, grounded to second, breeding up with it. Flipped on to Gentile, and they're two away. Two up and two down. Here's Johnny Blanchard, who twice has struck out, both times looking. Cincinnati scoreless end of three, Chicago two, St. Louis nothing end of two, Giants Dodgers start later, Phil's Pirates not scheduled. Johnny Blanchard takes a strike from Milt Pappas, who has really scintillated tonight on the mound. The right-hander's pitch changeup is looped into short right. Gene Stevens comes on the run and makes the catch. Up and three down in the eighth inning. It's been that way in all but two innings. The Yankees have had two base runners. Lubeck singled in the first, and Boyer singled in the seventh. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. Fast of 7.5 innings. Baltimore five, New York nothing. When it comes to having a favorite team, I know you have a preference. Along those same lines, I'm sure you have a preference as to the type of glass you like your beer served in. It's all a matter of personal taste, of course, but what actually counts is what's in the glass. And there's one beer that delivers top taste and refreshment in any glass. And of course, I mean the crisp refresher, Ballantine beer. That golden Ballantine is mighty refreshing. And when it comes to flavor, Ballantine's the light beer with true lager flavor. It proves the beer can be truly light and still give you all the downright delicious lager beer flavor you want. That's the reason why Ballantine beer is the crisp refresher. So friends, enjoy the one beer that tastes great anytime in any glass. Light, delicious Ballantine beer, the crisp refresher. In the last half of the eighth inning, Gene Stevens will be first up for the Orioles. Marv feeding on deck and Milt Pappas to follow. Stevens hitting 237. Went into play right field after Philly hit for Busby in the sixth. Ryan Duren's been in there since the beginning of the sixth inning. Into the windup, and the pitch is in there. Strike one. Baltimore out front, 5-0. Last of the eighth. Now the pitch. Change up, pitch outside. Ball one, 1-1. One ball, one strike. Has struck out both times looking. Milwaukee, Cincinnati, scoreless under three. Chicago, two. St. Louis, nothing, end of two. Giants, Dodgers start later. Phil's Pirates, not scheduled. Johnny Blanchard takes the strike from Milt Pappas, who has really scintillated tonight on the mound. The right-hander's pitch changeup is looped into short right. Gene Stevens comes on the run and makes the catch. Three up and three down, the eighth inning. It's been that way in all but two innings. The Yankees have had two base runners. Lubeck singled in the first, and Boyer singled in the seventh. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. And at 7.5 innings, Baltimore 5, New York nothing. When it comes to having a favorite team, I know you have a preference. Along those same lines, sure you have a preference as to the type of glass you like your beer served in. It's all a matter of personal taste, of course, but what actually counts is what's in the glass. And there's one beer that delivers top taste and refreshment in any glass. And of course, I mean the crisp refresher, Ballantine beer. That golden Ballantine is mighty refreshing. And when it comes to flavor, Ballantine's the light beer with true lager flavor. It proves the beer can be truly light and still give you all the downright delicious lager beer flavor you want. That's the reason why Ballantine beer is the crisp refresher. So friends, enjoy the one beer that tastes great anytime in any glass. Light, delicious Ballantine beer, the crisp refresher. In the last half of the eighth inning, Gene Stevens will be first up for the Orioles. Marv feeding on deck and Milt Pappas to follow. Stevens hitting 237. Went into play right field after Philly hit for Busby in the sixth. Ryan Duren's been in there since the beginning of the sixth inning. Into the windup, and the pitch is in there. Strike one. Baltimore out front, 5-0. Last of the eighth. Now the pitch. Change up, pitch outside. Ball one, 1-1. One strike. The 1-1 delivery. Swung on and missed. Strike two, 1-2. Blanchard
Pritchett's return throw almost hit Stevens in the head as he straightened up a little too fast. A 1-2 count. Duren goes to the windup, fires away. Swung on it, missed. Strike three. Strikeouts for Duren. Marv Breeding singled to left center, grounded to short, took a third strike, has one run batted in the game, hitting .282. It's been a game that has been dominated by Milt Pappas. Duren's pitch. Swung on, a fly ball, hit out into right field. Roger Maris getting under it. Makes the catch, and they're two away. The Orioles getting a run in the first inning. Here's Pappas coming out now and getting a hand. Struck out three times, once running foul on third strike. Duren's pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike one. Brandt singled in the first inning, took second on a fly ball by Woodling, scored on Robinson's double to right, as off Whitey Ford. Then Whitey gave up a single to Dropo in the fourth, walked Triantos, and hit Hanson to load the bases. Busby singled in a run, and Breeding's forced out at second, got second run in. Dropo homered in the fifth for the fourth run. Here's the pitch. It's the ball. The fifth run in the seventh inning off Duren. Robinson single, a walk to Gentile, hitting for Dropo, and Gus Triando single. The Yankees have had two singles. Kubek will open the game with a single. And Boyer, who singled in the seventh. Pappas are tying every man in between and every man since. The 1-1 pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike two. 1-2. Duren throwing some bullets. One ball, two strikes, two outs in the eighth inning, and it's 5-0 Baltimore. The delivery, and it misses for a ball. 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Now the 2-2 pitch. Swung on line foul. Field stands about halfway out towards the stands in fair territory. Pappas has had three hits this year, and one of them was a homer. Two balls, two strikes. By Duren and the pitch. Look out, it's inside ball three. Full count. Ryan's still trying to get that pitch to work for him. Won't work. That's his bread and butter pitch for the right-hand batter. Full count. Now the windup and the payoff pitch swung on and popped high into the air off third. Boyer moving under it and makes the catch, and the side's retired. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. And at the end of eight innings of play, Baltimore 5 runs, 8 hits, no errors, 7 left on. The Yankees no runs, 2 hits, no errors, and 1 man left on. A
On the Valentine scoreboard in the American League, Washington beat Boston 5-1 in the first game of the twilight doubleheader. Lee beat Sullivan. Homers, Lemon, his 32nd. Dobek, Williams, his 24th of the year, and his 516th Major League homer. Boston 2, Washington 1 at the end of 3.5 innings of the second game. Muffet and Ramos. Detroit 2, Chicago 1 at the end of 3 innings. Regan against Storr, who was relieved by Kemmer in the first. Cleveland to Kansas City will be Locke against Hall. National League, Milwaukee 3, Cincinnati nothing at the 3.5 innings. Jay for the Braves, McLeish for Cincinnati. Osteen relieved McLeish in the fourth. Chicago 7, St. Louis nothing at the 2.5 innings. He got his fifth homer of Chicago got 5 runs in the third inning. Banks got his 38th homer in the inning. Cardwell pitching for the Cubs. Jackson for the Cards and Klein in the third. Los Angeles, San Francisco start later tonight. Philadelphia and Pittsburgh not scheduled. Now to the ninth inning. 5-0 in favor of Baltimore. Gil McDougal is first up. The pitch is in there for a strike. McDougal batted for Richardson in the sixth and lined out to Hanson. Milt Pappas. Them in there for the Orioles. Great control tonight. Real good stuff. Right-handed delivers. McDougal takes it just off the plate for a ball. 1-1. Hector Lopez will hit for Duren. Now the pitch. Swung on and fouled off to the right of the plate out of play. 1-2. Shut out 4 times this year, and they were shut out in their last game. Here's the delivery, swung on it, missed, strike 3, and a beautiful change of pace. 9 strikeouts for Pappas. Now Hector Lopez hitting for Duren. He just don't pitch many better games than he's been pitching, even if you pitch a no-hitter. Has really tantalized him with his sharp stuff, his speed, his changes of pace, all over that same motion. Hector Lopez, batting 278, heading for Duren. They pitches the ball to inside. One ball, no strike. Delivery. Swung on. There's one kicked off the foot of the pitcher. Up with it is Robinson. Fritz, the first and gets him. There is a ball and rammed through the middle. Time is called. That hurt the leg of the pitcher. Milt Papp is a hard shot through the middle. He couldn't get down to field it. The ball hit his leg and ricocheted over toward third, where Robinson grabbed it and threw Lopez out. Now Lum Harris goes out to see how Pappas is. The put out. That is registered 153. That hurt Pappas. He's going to try a few pitches, or he says he's all right, I guess. No, he's going to try a couple of pitches now. See if he can throw the weight on his foot. In the ninth inning. And here's Tony Kubek, who singled to center, flied to left, and hit to the box, batting 287. The pitch is swung on a bouncer out to short. Hanson can't feel it, and Kubek is aboard. Hanson got way over by second. It's a base hit for Kubek. He almost came up to the ball, but didn't quite. The Yankees' third hit. had two of them. Dubeck opened the game with a single, then Pappas knocked off 18 men in a row, gave up a single to Boyer, and then retired seven in a row. Two down, the pitch swung on, ground ball hits it short. Hanson defeating, forcing Dubeck at second. The ball game is over, and the Orioles have won it 5-0 as Bill Pappas pitches a brilliant three-hitter, and the Orioles into a virtual tie for first place as his teammates come out and grab his hand. No runs, one hit, no errors, and one left on. And the Yankees are blank for the second straight game and have scored just four runs in their last four ball games, winning two of them and losing two of them. As we give you the totals, how about you checking your supply of that crisp refresher, Valentine beer, the light beer with two lager flavors. Time of game, 2 hours and 15 minutes. The totals, the Baltimore Orioles, 5 runs, 8 hits, no errors, 7 men left on. The Yankees, no runs, 3 hits, no errors, and 2 men left on. Pappas didn't walk a man. He struck out 9. Whitey Ford, the loser, worked 5 innings, gave up 6 hits and 4 runs. Duren, in his 3 innings, gave up 2 hits and 1 run. Pappas wins his 13th game. He's lost 8. 1-2 against New York, his first win over in this season. 4-4 lifetime. Ford loses his 8th game. He's won 9. 4-2 against the Orioles this year. 26-10 lifetime against them. So the victory breaks a winning streak. The Yankees held over the Orioles of 4 in a row. The Orioles currently have now won 5 games in a row, and 9 out of their last 10 to move into a virtual tie for first place, cutting the Yankees' lead in the loss column to 2, and are 2 up in the win column. Yankees have lost 2 less. The Orioles have won 2 more. The Yankees 75 and 51. Baltimore 77 and 53. The Yankees have a percentage of 595. The Orioles 592. And tomorrow it'll be Art Dittmar and Jack Fisher.
Well, that winds up another Valentine's baseball broadcast. And now this is Bob Delaney saying that's all for now from the Atlantic Refining Company and your friendly Atlantic dealer who offer you Atlantic Imperial Gasoline to keep your car on the go. And P. Valentine & Sons, brewers of the crisp refresher, Valentine Beer, the largest selling beer in the East. This is the Home of Champions Network.